Welcome to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast, hosted by Cash Wayne Campbell, your number one podcast for real estate coaching, designed to help you increase productivity and profitability.
So today, I would like to welcome each and everyone to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast. So every Monday, guys, what we're going to do is pretty much push out some content from the Real Estate Coaching Podcast just to stay consistent with the content and just to set the bar just a little bit higher. So today, what we're going to be talking about is how agents can actually use social media to basically start to build a following, start to get more customers, and just really just get yourself out there. Because getting started as a new agent, you need that exposure. You know, you need to basically get yourself out there. Most likely, you don't have a budget right now, or even existing agents. It's not even about new agents, also existing agents. You may not have a budget right now to get yourself out there. So social media could be a great resource for you to utilize to get yourself into the public eye. All right. And I'm going to tell you guys a little story about one of my agents that I basically introduced to social media as of recent and some of her experiences. I probably could get her on the show too, where we do an episode where we bring her on and she explains her experience with social media. But before we get into the social media podcast today, just want to say thank you to you guys who went on and actually purchased my new book. It's called Mastering Real Estate for Starters. I decided to write this book because I feel like we need more education out there for real estate and real estate investment. You know, the average person doesn't know much about real estate. So I figured, hey, listen, let's put it into a book. Let's get it out there so everyone can have an equal opportunity to learn more about real estate, getting into real estate investment, understand the power of real estate. So definitely, you know, when you get a chance, head on over to Amazon and pick up a copy of that book. It's really amazing. It has a bunch of great reviews. It's called Mastering Real Estate for Starters, authored by Cash Wayne Campbell. That feels good, right? To now be an author. It's like the next step. It's like the next step to the next level, right? It's the next step. You have to start, I believe, in levels. You know, and this is what I tell agents all the time. You know, you become great at one thing. Once you become great at that one thing, then you just add on to that. You just add on that next thing to what you're already great at. I see often where people try to be jack of all trades and master of none. So jack of all trades and a master of none. You guys have heard that saying before. You have to focus, guys. Focus on one thing. Once you focus on that one thing, then you can add more things to that particular thing, and then you expand. You know, I started out in real estate first as a real estate salesperson. After starting out as a real estate salesperson, then, you know, became great at being a real estate salesperson. After a real estate salesperson, became a real estate broker, you know, started to build my team. Then, you know, I went hard with the social media. I really expanded with the social media. So you guys have to understand, you have to, you know, focus on one thing in the business, one or two things in the business, get, you know, good at those one or two things. Once you're great at those one or two things, then you just start to add on more things to what you've already learned. Then, you know, you start to see the real, things start to happen. You know, you start to see the real success is what I'm saying, start to happen. And this podcast is going to be, you know, just straightforward. I'm not going to put any edits into this podcast. I'm just going to give you guys just a straight information, and that's how we're going to do it. Social media. And the reason why I came up with the social media idea, you know, I have people that contact me all the time, mostly on Instagram. And what they're asking me is, you know, how are you getting yourself out there on social media? and we love what you're doing and we have questions. So every day I can go to my inbox and count on at least 2 to 3 messages from someone, not only in the United States, but around the country that has questions about some of the stuff that I'm doing. Also, it's also, you know, how I'm marketing, but it's primarily about social media. Those are the questions that people have. What I am going to do is to speak to you guys about a few different social media platforms and how you can leverage yourself using these social media platforms. And this could be, you know, for the more experienced agent, or it could be for the new agent. You know, I had an agent that contacted me on Instagram, you know, and what she said was, in her office, her and her broker are the only two that understand how to use social media. So out of the entire brokerage, only two people understand how to use social media. So within our industry, you know, people have to commit to learning how to utilize these sorts of platforms. Because I did a video before, and what I was saying is that if you don't understand these platforms now, imagine what's gonna come later, okay? So if you look at the world today, they're talking about self-driving cars. You know, I was watching on Facebook the other day. They had a car that drove itself. You didn't even have to be in the car, right? The car drove itself. So my point here is this: if you are not understanding the technology now, how are you going to wrap your head around what's going to come later? Guys, you have to start to sit down and study what's going on. Don't get left behind in the dust. You got to get ready. And, you know, you got to be ready for what's going to come, what's going to happen. Because actually, a few weeks ago, I seen Zillow changed up their platform where they no longer sent the leads a certain way. And agents were just frantic. You know, what should I do? What should I do? You know, should I, you know, stop the way I'm getting leads, or should I do that? Because you are dependent on certain platforms. If you start to market yourself and get yourself out there, you don't have to depend on certain platforms to get yourself business. Okay, let's get into it. Social media. All right, so I'm going to talk to you guys about Instagram. Okay, Instagram is a fairly important tool for realtors. The reason why are not even just realtors, just business people altogether, entrepreneurs. You need to be on Instagram. If you don't have one, go sign up after this podcast. Listen to the podcast first, then go sign up after the podcast. All right? Because I want you to get the information. That's why I want you to sign up after. So go to Instagram, sign up for an account. It's free. How much is it? Free 99. Go and sign up for a free account with Instagram. What Instagram allows you to do, start to really build your brand. And I like Instagram because it's like a collage for your brand, okay? So realtors, I'm going to speak to you guys, realtors, new and existing realtors. If you're not on Instagram, it's okay. We're going to go over some stuff today. So new and existing realtors, what you need to do is show people your personality on Instagram. I'm tired of going to people's pages and I'm just seeing pictures of houses. Get better at using Instagram. You can put pictures of houses. Number one, the pictures of the houses should be clear pictures. Pictures that's going to make me say, whoa, I need to go and see this house. Some of you guys are putting up pictures with where the pictures are leaning. You know, you're taking it from the car. I could still see the rear view, not the rear view mirror, the side mirror. I think it's called the rear view mirror, whatever it is. I can see the side mirror in the picture because you're taking it from the car and you're not taking it on an angle. So I'm going to need you to take good pictures. If you have an iPhone, the new iPhones, whatever iPhone it is, they have so many different numbers now. So whatever the best iPhone you have, whatever iPhone you have, get out the car and take a picture. There are also other apps. I can probably give you guys one of the apps that I use to edit my pictures. Okay, so let's see if I can find one of the apps that I use to edit my pictures. So you can take a picture for Instagram or any social media platform. And one of the apps I use is called Lightroom. Okay, and what that allows you to do, it allows you to lighten up the picture that you have taken. Okay, so you get out the car, you take the pictures, and then now with the homeowner inside, you need to talk to the homeowner about straightening up the place, because the better the place is, as far as cleaned up inside, the better quality pictures you will get. And I say quality because when it comes to Instagram, quality is important, okay? So when you post, you need to create posts that are engaging, okay? And when I say engaging posts, I mean really writing how you are feeling, okay, with that post. I had a property that it took me 6 months to sell. And with that property, you know, there was so much that happened with the property where the homeowner had a lot going on. There's just a bunch of different things. I'm not going to get too much into all of that stuff. But when I posted it on Instagram, what I did write, what was happening. I wrote, you know, it took me 6 months to sell this property. There was so much things going on. The homeowner and buyer had a few disagreements, you know, just write, let people really feel that post, right? So your caption, because one of the most underestimated things on Instagram is the caption. And I didn't know people actually read the caption. I used to just put one-liners. And then someone said to me, hey, listen, you know, you have really great pictures. You have really great posts. You need to write just a little bit more. Let me feel what you're saying in your posts. So on Instagram, you guys can work on that with the caption. The caption is one of the most underestimated things on Instagram. Start to write better caption. Let me see who you are. So when you do post your picture on Instagram, you need to also use hashtags. Use hashtags. So that way, your post not only goes to your followers, but it goes also to other individuals that's on Instagram, okay, where it goes in, it's classified. So if you put real estate, there is a hashtag is basically like what we would call classifieds. There is other pictures that use the word realtor, and they're all in one little section, and someone can just simply go and search the word realtor and see all of the pictures that has been that has the hashtag realtor. The next thing, guys, is you have to engage with other individuals' posts, okay? That's one of the things I'm big on. If you notice, I'll comment on your pictures, or I'll also send you, you know, a comment in the stories or something like that. You have to be active on the platform, okay? I've built an account to over 24,000 followers. I've recently deleted that account, and now I'm rebuilding a new account. With this new account, where we're at right now, we can revisit this. Where we're at right now, I believe we're almost at about 700 followers, new followers, within about a month and a half on that account. I could tear it down, I could rebuild it, because the knowledge that you have, they can't take that from you. So, you know, they say with millionaires, they could lose all the money, but if you know how to make it, you could just get it right back. So when people were asking me, hey, why'd you delete your account with 23 or 24,000 followers? That meant nothing to me because I understand social media. So I can build it back up within a certain period of time. That's the thing. Knowledge is power. That's why you have to listen to, you know, podcasts like this. So you're getting an understanding of how to do things. And when you understand how to do it, can no one take that from you? Knowledge is the key. All right, so now let's move to Facebook. So Facebook is fairly unique, right? Instagram is probably gonna be more of your younger users, you know, college students, et cetera. Facebook is more my 25 to maybe 65 and over, 25 to about 65 and over. When I'm doing my ads, that's actually the age range that I use, 25 to 65, because Facebook has an older demographic. What I mean by that is, you know, a lot of older people have Facebook. And most people, if they don't have any social media platform at all, they most likely have Facebook, right? Do you ask 10 people, you know, who are over 25, do you have a social media account? They're not going to say Snapchat, most likely. They're not going to say Instagram. They're going to say Facebook. Most people I know, actually, even outside of the country, the only thing they use is Facebook. You know, like my mom. My mom doesn't use anything else but Facebook, right? She has a Facebook account, and she uses that, and she stays in touch with the family. But, you know, it's a really good way to get in touch with individuals using Facebook, all right? So now on Facebook, what Facebook allows you to do, what I use Facebook to do is more tutorials, okay? So I'll give advice about real estate and, you know, actual mini trainings on Facebook, because if you have an older demographic on Facebook, what that simply means is that they are possibly interested in buying at some point. So you have a 25-year-old who just finished college, just started in their career. They've been in there 2 years. Now they're possibly interested in starting a family, right? Or at some point, and they're gonna try and buy a home. So that's your market. That's who you're looking for. People who are now either looking to transition out of the home or people who are looking to purchase the home. My people over 50, 65 in those areas, they're possibly looking to transition out. The people who are within the 25 age range to about 35, they're looking to transition in. Know your market. So that's what Facebook allows you to do, is to really target those people who are possibly looking to purchase at some point. So you have to start to focus on Facebook as well. Also on Facebook, caption is key, all right? What you write over the post. Facebook, you actually see the caption before you see the picture. So you basically want to have great caption on Facebook as well. There's also Facebook groups. And groups are very powerful because you can actually go into these groups and you can actually post into the groups. And now instead of one person seeing your post, some of these groups have actually over 100,000 people. So when you post, over 100,000 people will see your post. Moving on, the next thing I want to move on to is LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a very powerful platform that I find that a lot of people don't use. I think on LinkedIn right now, I have over 4,000 connections on LinkedIn. It's a professional website. So at least you know the people on there, you know, maybe, you know, on their profile, I'm just going by what they put on their profile. At least you know that they have a job, okay? So we're in real estate, we're selling real estate. So at least you know that these people have a job and, you know, you can start to interact with these people, you know, just by sending them a message. Hey, I see that, you know, you work over at, you know, I see that, you know, you're with blank. You know, how's everything going over there? We have to start to use LinkedIn, start to connect with people, just to say hello, just to start to build the Rolodex. We have to do that. So the messaging feature on LinkedIn is big. You can also start to comment, because LinkedIn has now become like a social media platform where you can actually post directly on there with your posts as far as videos, just regular posts, things of that nature. You can also start to comment on people's posts by saying hello. things of that nature. At least we know that these people have jobs, so we can start to market the products and everything to those individuals. The next thing we also want to do on LinkedIn is start to connect with other realtors. By connecting with other realtors, we can start to network and see what they're doing. So guys, that's pretty much the podcast for today. Thank you for tuning into the Real Estate Coaching Podcast. Just going to continue to send out content. We're going to release these episodes every Monday for the podcast. So definitely tune in. And it's been a pleasure. I can say that. It's been a pleasure. I'm very happy with everyone that has been listening. I had a young lady that contacted me, and it's inspiring when someone contacts you and say, hey, I've been listening to your podcast. I listened to all of the episodes, and I'm just trying to learn real estate. I'm trying to build my real estate business. Whatever the case may be, you know, I like to hear those messages. So definitely, you know, if you see me on Instagram, you see me on Facebook, comment below the videos, send me a quick message. And before I end, the new book, Mastering Real Estate for Starters, is actually out now. You can actually head on over to Amazon and pick up a copy. Mastering Real Estate for Starters, the new book, is actually out now. And also, if you are interested in learning more, you can actually set up a call where we can do a coaching call, and I can help you out to organize and set up your business. Definitely reach out where you can book a coaching call. All right. So thank you guys for listening. We'll definitely see you guys on the beaches of the world, and definitely at the bank. Have a billion-dollar day.